From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds, and this is The Conversation. One dilemma that the state legislature is trying to resolve is how to comply with a state Supreme Court ruling that found the state is not fulfilling its paramount duty to fund basic education. Some estimate the price tag for that could be up to $1 billion. Democrats are focused on finding new revenue to fund this. Republicans say the funding can come out of existing state budgets. They're focused on ways of ensuring the money is getting results. Republican State Senator Steve Litzau chairs the Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee. He's a partner in a global management company, and he spent 28 years in business, including as a marketing executive with Procter & Gamble. This morning, I asked Senator Litzau about a bill he's proposing that would give public schools a letter grade based on student test scores and other factors.
Right now, they've got five different levels, and it's based on a series of criteria, including test scores, progress, graduation rates, etc. What the bill does is assigns a very simple letter grade, A through F, to those levels. Everybody understands them. This is how we grade our children. And so this allows parents and the community and the rest of the state to understand how that school is doing as far as student achievement.
What happens to a school that gets an F?
Parents start getting very engaged and start figuring out how do you make that a better school. And one of our goals here, and this is, came up, and the governor's been very supportive of this throughout his entire campaign, about how do you get the teachers more, the parents more involved, and how does the school realize what's going on. What it also allows us to do is look at those schools that are getting A's and seeing what we can do, what's working there that other schools can mimic.
Senator Litzau, you're also working on a measure to refine teacher evaluations, and it sets a percent of that evaluation based on student achievement. How would student achievement be measured?
In the teacher evaluations that were passed last year, there are eight different criteria. Within three of those criteria, we'd have student achievement as 50% of those three of the eight, and that's on both test scores as well as progress and growth, student growth, as well as other criteria that the teacher can use to determine whether that child is learning or not.
I'm sure you're aware that some teachers resist this idea of using achievement tests as a measure of their performance. They say students don't all come to school ready to learn, and some teachers have better students than others. Why use that as part of the teacher evaluation?
Well, there's no perfect evaluation system for anything. But our entire goal and objective here, and why we spend $8 billion a year, is to make sure these children are learning. So we have to find a system that everyone finds is reasonable, which across the board, when we passed the teacher evaluation bill last year, everyone has come out to embrace it. And is it perfect? Of course not. But it's consistent, it's fair, and we have to start measuring what we can do to make sure our kids are more successful. Because right now we have a 77% graduation rate, which means we're failing one out of every four kids. And that just isn't acceptable.
Now, you'd also like to see percent of seniority as a factor in staffing decisions. What does that mean? How would that work?
So one of the issues as you look into the evaluation plans is it was left kind of vague last year is how seniority would play a role. We think it should play a role, but we think it should be less of a role than the other criteria within the evaluation. And so what we're doing here is being very clear about what we expect from student achievement and what we expect the seniority to play a role in.
Democrats and Republicans want the same outcomes, don't they? Higher graduation rate, closing the achievement gap between students of different races?
Yes, without a doubt.
So where are the differences?
Right now, at the moment, they believe it's all a money issue, and we believe it's part of it's money, but part of it is also what policies are you using to make sure students are more successful, right? We've been putting money into the schools. In 1998, we had a 84% graduation rate, and the state put $4,800 per student into the school system. This year we have a 77% graduation rate and we put $6,800 in. So we realize we've been putting more money in. We realize we have to put more money in, but we've got to make a much tighter connection between the money we're putting in and the outcomes in the student learning that's happening. And right now we don't believe it's there.
How about the money coming in, which you agree there needs to be more of? Where should it come from? Some say you could need to raise up to $1 billion. Where does it come from?
Oh, it comes from we have a $32 billion budget. It is our constitutional responsibility to fund education. The real question is, where does the money, and what do you do in the non-education area? But we, you know, it is our it is the paramount responsibility. We have one of the strongest constitution, state constitutions in the country about what it is the paramount responsibility of the state is, and that's to fund education.
Senator Lietzau, do you think you can get that money for education from the rest of the budget? Some say, no, you need a new revenue source.
Well, I think we can. We can find the money within the budget. The question then is, how do you provide? Where do you find the money for the non-education issues? And as we talked earlier, we believe that if the child's sick, hungry, homeless, it doesn't matter how much money you put into the schools. It doesn't matter what who the teacher is, how small the class size or the technology, they won't be able to learn. So one of the things we're working through right now is let's figure out what we need to put into the education system. And then how do we make sure that the non-educational services are funded in such a way that they continue, that we get the most out of our money and get the students achieving the most?
Republican State Senator Steve Lietzau, he chairs the Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee. Later this week, we'll get a Democratic perspective on these issues.